The colors every stylish man should wear this autumn. When talk turns to autumnal style, the focus tends to be around texture and layering. After several months spent enduring temperatures that make it uncomfortable to wear much other than a t-shirt and shorts, people are naturally excited about the prospect of bringing a bit of character back to their wardrobes. But color is arguably even more important, setting the tone for every outfit you wear, enabling you to create bold contrast, add visual depth, and ultimately decide the overall mood of whatever you're wearing. Autumn style favors colors that feel warm, deep, and muted. Think earthy and rich, with the occasional pop of something brighter and bolder. The classic neutrals always apply: navy, charcoal, ecru, and stone. But for 2026, there are some new shades to consider, and below you'll find a few of our favorites. Chocolate. Brown has been building momentum ever since Mocha Mousse was named as Pantone's color of the year back in 2025. Several seasons later, and chocolate has emerged as arguably its most wearable expression. The beauty of it is that it essentially serves exactly the same function as a versatile neutral like black or navy, layering the foundation for an outfit, but it feels warmer, richer, and more interesting. It's that warmth that makes it particularly well-suited to autumn fabrics like suede, corduroy, wool, and heavyweight cotton. Try it on outerwear, knitwear, and footwear, pairing it with ecru, denim, olive, or go tonal by mixing in other shades of brown. Burgundy. If you're looking for a way to inject some color without being too obvious about it, burgundy is your friend. It's dark enough to function almost like a neutral in terms of its versatility, but it offers more in the way of depth than navy or charcoal, for example. Like chocolate, it really comes alive on autumnal textures. Painted across boiled wool, suede, or a chunky knit, it feels rich and deep. Use it in place of brown, navy, and gray to bring some additional personality to your autumn fits. Olive. Earth tones are most at home at this time of year, and olive is king among them. With roots in military garb and outdoor clothing, it feels rugged and utilitarian, perfect for pieces such as parkas, field jackets, fatigues, and overshirts. It's also incredibly forgiving when it comes to color combinations. You'll struggle to find a shade it doesn't sit comfortably next to, which means it's highly versatile for skin tone, too. Try it alongside navy, cream, brown, gray, and denim blue for a few foolproof color combos. Burnt orange. Straight-up orange can be difficult to incorporate into an everyday wardrobe. Burnt orange is another matter entirely. By reducing the saturation and introducing warmer brown and red undertones, it becomes an earthy, surprisingly wearable shade that sits naturally alongside autumn's traditional palette. Again, it's a shade that looks particularly good on textured fabrics, where surface variations soften the color further. Think rusty-colored brushed knits, corduroy trousers, fleece jackets, and wool accessories. In terms of combos, it works brilliantly with navy, olive, chocolate, and cream, making it useful for adding warmth to otherwise neutral outfits. You don't need much, either. A burnt orange knit beneath a dark jacket or a rust beanie with an olive parka can provide just enough contrast to keep things interesting. Lime green. If the autumn 2026 color palette has a wild card, this is it. Sharp, bold, and acidic, it's at odds with the warm, muted colors that surround it, but that's exactly why it works. It's been bubbling away in fashion for a while, and it offers a welcome jolt of energy among all of the predictable brown and gray. The key here is restraint. Use small amounts to disrupt an otherwise muted outfit. A lime knit, technical shell, beanie, or even socks against charcoal, chocolate, or navy is all it takes. Any more than one piece per outfit, and you're entering dangerous territory. Winter white. Pantone's color of the year for 2026 was Cloud Dancer, an airy off-white that feels wintry and ethereal. As we move back into colder weather, it's coming back into its own, offering a softer alternative to bright, optic white, which can feel overbearing and slightly clinical. We de-suggest using it for garments such as t-shirts, Oxford shirts, legwear, and even socks, pieces that might traditionally be bright white, but would benefit from a touch of subtlety. It also works surprisingly well for outerwear. Just make sure to pick a fabric that offers some degree of stain resistance. Navy. There's nothing particularly trend-driven about navy, and that's why it works so well. While more conspicuous colors come and go, navy provides the backdrop that allows them to work. It's softer than black, easy to combine with other colors, and particularly strong on autumn staples like wool coats, chunky knitwear, and technical outerwear. For 2026, use it to anchor more directional shades like lime, burnt orange, or royal blue, laying the foundation for an outfit rather than providing accents. Royal blue. Where navy blends in, royal blue jumps out. This brighter, bolder shade of blue brings some energy to an autumn wardrobe while remaining easy to wear, particularly when paired with subdued neutrals. A royal blue fleece, knit or shell, can transform an otherwise simple outfit of gray, navy, or brown. We also love it on a classic three-pocket work jacket for a touch of European workwear energy. Choose it if you find yourself drawn to the colorful outdoor and retro sportswear influences still running through menswear. Teal. Teal is arguably the color of the season for 2026. It occupies a useful middle ground between blue and green, colorful and characterful, but without feeling garish. There's also something distinctly retro about it, harking back to 1980s and 1990s outdoor gear, sportswear, and fleece, all fertile territory for contemporary menswear. Darker shades work particularly well for autumn, pairing easily with navy, charcoal, chocolate, and ecru while offering something less obvious than, say, forest green or sage.